But I really write cheers to Runanga Nui on our Kuru Kaupapa, and it's an organisation that charts a way forward for our growing numbers of Kuru Kaupapa. It's been really one of the feathers in the cap of Ngāi Māori over the last 3 decades, and that's how long Kuru have been established, doing some great work, and the results speak for themselves. It's rangatira rawari, hoki maira.
Tēnā koe te rōtira, tēnā koe te whakarongo maina.
Kia ora, it's still kicking goals, isn't it, Kuru Kaupapa? And when you put up the stats of academic achievement, and that doesn't even factor in the self-esteem and the confidence exuded by many of our young people who go through our immersion learning environments, you can only think that it's been one of the real success stories for Māori across the last 30 years, ne?
Yeah, you're dead right. But it's actually 40 years. It's 30 years since the establishment of Te Runanga Nui. But, you know, Te Kurukau Māori Hoane Waitiki Marae is now into its 40th year. But you're absolutely right, Dale. And it was a deliberate step away from the mainstream system because it was not serving our people. We were being dumbed down, being made to feel dumb, getting kicked out and all those sorts of things simply because the system did not fit us. It did not accommodate. And so it was a deliberate step away in order to create something which was in Māori in essence.
Tēnā koe, we know that David Seymour's a big fan of charter schools, and there is some nervousness from the mainstream education community about the ongoing threat, if you see it that way, of charter schools. And I'm just wondering whether it compromises or takes the eye off the ball of how successful Kuru Kaupapa have been, and whether the funding streams towards that kaupapa have been compromised by a desire to roll out charter schools more frequently in this country. What's the lay of the land there?
We've met with David Seymour about that very topic, and he is keen for us to consider it. But when I say we met with we as in Te Matakahuki, which is the amalgamation of Kōhanga Reo, Kura Kaupapa Māori, Kura A Iwi, and the Wānanga Māori. So the Wānanga and the Kōhanga Reo, because partnership schools, Waka Haurua, Kura Haurua, only relate to the compulsory schooling system, they said, well, you know, we'll leave it to you guys to make up your own decision, you know, Kura Kaupapa Māori and Kura A Iwi. Our Kura Kaupapa Māori view is that we don't see anything in that partnership schools model that is going to continue to protect our kaupapa, and which is also going to grow a parallel education system, kaupapa Māori education system, which is what our Waitangi Tribunal claim is all about, which is about what we have been talking about for 40 years, and, you know, goes back to the point that it was a deliberate step away. Let them have their mainstream education system, but allow us to continue to develop a parallel system based on mātauranga kaupapa Māori. Kura Kaupapa Māori, we're not interested. We don't know how anybody else is thinking about that. That's up to them.
Well, tēnā koe, I'm just looking at Te Ako Whai Ora. They said, listen, we don't want two bureaucracies. Everyone's got to come under the same umbrella. The universality that we're seeing out of the government might extend further into education in some ways. I've never heard David Seymour come out and back Kuru Kaupapa as a kaupapa that is successful. And it appears with the squeezing of Reo Māori usage immediately that the coalition was confirmed, that there might not be political support from ACT or Seymour for our Kuru Kaupapa ambition. What would you say about the attitude towards Kuru Kaupapa by political parties who, you know, would prefer that we all marched to the same beat?
Yeah, well, he's only second fiddle in the education stakes because it's more important what the Minister, Eric Stanford, thinks. And you said it in your intro, in terms of the statistics are undeniable in terms of how successful Kura Kaupapa Māori has been. That is absolutely true. They now have more than 15 years worth of statistics which prove how successful Kura Kaupapa Māori Aho Matua have been in helping Māori kids through the education process journey. Now, what we have heard, and we've spoken with Minister Stanford ourselves, she is well aware of the success of Kura Kaupapa Māori. She is very supportive of what we are doing and how we are doing it, and is keen to find ways to help continue to grow and strengthen the community of Kura Kaupapa Māori nationwide. So we actually don't give a toss what David Seymour and his cronies think. They are being political opportunists in playing that playing the race card in education stakes and in other places. I think the Māori nation is unified in the they're doing away with the Te Aka Whai Ora. It is a bad move. It is a wrong move, and they're just being politically opportunist and pandering to their constituents over that. But we believe that time will tell, and that the Māori nation will ensure that its voice is heard on these issues.
Tēnā koe, Lauri. Attendance is a hot topic here, truancy, and I see there are some moves to publish data about attendance stats. How does attendance stack up through the Kura Kaupapa scene as against mainstream?
Yeah, I mean, all of those issues, you know, the issues of attendance, the issue of underperformance, and those statistics, they emanate from the mainstream education system. And so those are issues. We're not saying that all of our kids go to Kura every day of the year. But what we do know is that truancy, if you like, is not the issue in Kura Kaupapa Māori that it is in other education settings. We haven't settled on a national position on whether we're going to respond to those requirements to report attendance and so-called truancy, because we are not about to set the truancy officers on the trail of parents or tamariki who aren't attending as regularly as they might for whatever reason. You know, that is just continues to institutionalize the mentality around conformity. And conformity is not in keeping with mana Māori motuhake, it's not in keeping with tino rangatira tataka, and it continues to impinge and compromise, you know, a Māori world view. So, once again, time will tell, and we will see if we have a collective national view on that, and we will certainly pass it on to the government.
Tēnā koe, there's a significant hui in Whanganui this week. Tell us about it, please, the focus of, and who will be attending.
It's been done and dusted, our hui in Whanganui, and it was the 30 years ago, Te Kui o Rongonui o Te Rataki Wā Whai Uru Gardner, welcomed everybody to her marae at Kai Whaiki for what became the inaugural hui of the establishment of Te Runanga Nuanga Kura Kaupapa Māori. So 30 years later, we were absolutely delighted to go back there to pay homage to that kuia, to Whai Uru Gardner, but also to celebrate 30 years of establishment and of hard work of the Runanga Nui, and to reflect on what had been achieved, you know, nationally, how many kura we now have, how many tamariki we now have, how many kaiaku we now have, looking at the success rates, but also looking to the future and say, well, you know, here are the the short and medium term goals in terms of continuing to grow our kaupapa. And here are the longer term aspirations. So we had lots of great kōrero and some great ideas coming about. And to supplement that hui, our national executive is meeting in Wellington this weekend to put the specific plans and processes in place in order to make to help grow those, bring those big ideas, those blue sky thinking into fruition over the next few years. So, yeah, exciting times ahead.
Tēnā koe. And thank you. Congratulations, 30 years for the organisation representing the interests of the wider Ngā Kore Kaupapa, i.e. Te Rū Nanga Nui. 40 years for Hawani Waititi, where nobody has been for a long time. And I guess some of those early tauira in our grandparents, eh, Lauri? hard to imagine, yeah, sort of hard to imagine, but, you know, that's the reality of it.
Yeah, that is the reality. And, you know, when Rene and I started, you know, back in the late 80s, you know, we were young parents. And now, you know, six kids and 19 mokopuna later, we're still in it and loving it.
You're a great advocate for our kore kaupapa. And as I say, the stats speak for themselves. It's always a pleasure to have you share some thoughts on the program. Thank you, Rauri. Ngā mihi.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Tēnā koe, tēnā koe. Hei konara.